A bitterly cold Christmas Eve. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. A blast of Arctic air creating a blizzard and then turns into a bomb cyclone with temperatures falling rapidly. Wind chills as low as negative 70 across the northern plains and even sub-zero wind chills in the deep south.
The National Weather Service is calling for dangerously cold wind chills to continue for much of the eastern two-thirds of the country. Warning, if you must travel in the central and eastern parts of the U.S., prepare for extreme weather.
Fox's Jill Nato. The blinding blizzards also causing deadly crashes, including yesterday's 50-car pileup on the Ohio Turnpike that killed at least four. Drivers had to struggle to get around the mayhem.
Individuals not familiar with our roads. And with the limited visibility, we have people getting stuck in drifts.
Erie County Sheriff Paul Sigsworth. Overall, the blizzard has left at least 13 dead in half a dozen states. The storm also causing airlines to cancel thousands of flights as millions of Americans tried to get away for Christmas. FlightAware says airlines canceled more than 5,900 flights yesterday and more than 1,300 so far today. And that also means many of those last-minute gifts ordered online won't get there in time. A shooting last night at the country's largest mall left a teenager dead and sent Christmas shoppers into a panic and then a lockdown. Police in Minnesota say the shooting happened during an argument at the Mall of America.
After reviewing the video, it appears that there was some type of altercation between two groups. From what we can see now, you're looking at between 5 and 9 people.
Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges says they're searching for the shooter and the others. No name released on the victim, a 19-year-old man. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
French President Macron condemning yesterday's attack on a Kurdish community that left at least three dead.
Deadly violence, then angry protest, not far from the landmarks of the French capital. In this holiday season, a shooting at and around a center for the Kurdish community in Paris left three dead. The suspected gunman, a 69-year-old French national, was quickly arrested by police with his own injuries. The man had been arrested in the past, including for an attack on a migrant camp in Paris. He was just released from prison.
He wanted to attack foreigners. We will find out if he was specially targeting the Kurds.
That didn't stop clashes erupting quickly between police and angry locals.
Fox's Greg Palcott. With COVID cases on the rise in Asia, India is mandating a negative COVID test from travelers arriving from China, Japan, South Korea, Hong Kong, and Thailand. If not, they'll set it out in quarantine. Are you ready for some Christmas Eve football? The NFL's moving most of this weekend's games to today.
A few chances today for NFL teams to gift their fans with a playoff berth or division crown like the Buffalo Bills. They can claim the AFC East with a win today over the Chicago Bears. The Philadelphia Eagles can take the NFC East with a win over the Dallas Cowboys, but they'll have to do that without QB Jalen Hurts. The New York Giants can get a spot in the postseason, but they'll need a win against the Minnesota Vikings and a little extra help this weekend. Tonight, the Pittsburgh Steelers host the Las Vegas Raiders. The Steelers will retire Franco Harris's number 32 jersey to mark the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception. Harris suddenly passed away Tuesday at age 72. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And the IRS is giving some Americans a holiday present of sorts. It's delaying by 1 year the new tax reporting requirement, targeting Americans who make more than $600 online through those app payments to Venmo and Zelle. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.